What's up, guys? This is the Sports Fanatic back at it again with yet another edition of the Sports Fanatic. Happy Monday, everybody. Hopefully, y'all had a safe, blessed, productive Monday. And hopefully, y'all are ready for this edition of the Sports Fanatic. So, without further ado, let's hop right into it. So, today we're going to be talking about why, or I'm going to give my opinion on the ESPN sudden cut list. And so, if you haven't already heard, ESPN has made a plethora of very notable, very big time cuts, including Jalen Rose, Jeff Van Gundy, Susie Colbert, Max Kellerman, among a plethora of others. So I think obviously it has to do with financial issues. I mean, you know, if you haven't heard before, or known, you know, ESPN viewership, I believe is down. People are less and less people tuning into ESPN because, you know, to be real, it's a lot of talking heads on ESPN now, you know, and a lot of people who just, you know, want to just do stuff out instead of, you know, instead of telling the truth about things. It's different now than it used to be with, you know, real sports talking and whatnot. That's really why they're cutting people. I think it's the right move to make, obviously, because if you don't have the money coming in, how are you going to pay everybody? And you know, they're cutting people with larger contracts as well. So it's like, you know, it's very strategic now. Where do they go from here? I don't know. Maybe they take some shows away and try to, you know, kind of condense things more. I don't know. We got to see, but I think it's the right move. Obviously, a lot of these guys, like Jeff Van Gundy, you know, Jalen Rose, Max Kellerman, like Todd McShay, even, I believe, got cut. It's like, these are a lot of the people that we like to watch on ESPN, like a lot of big-time people. And it's just crazy. It's really crazy to see, really crazy to experience, you know, and obviously they're going to get jobs elsewhere and, you know, they're going to do great things. But just to have these people not here anymore, it's kind of like these next couple of years in sports on sports TV is gonna be different. Like, you know, CBS. I don't believe CBS sponsors, you know, the SEC anymore. I think they're moving off of CBS. All these ESPN layoffs. You know, some of the shows that we grew up watching are changing, and a lot is changing in the sports world now. You know, like conferences are changing. You know, teams are changing conferences like in mass. You know, like, you know, Big 12 teams coming to the SEC. I believe there are some teams who are leaving the Pac-12 and going to you know, other conferences. So, it's like a lot is changing, and you know, it sucks to see because you know we've been around these conferences and these people for so long and, you know, on these platforms, and you know, for the sudden change to be happening, it's very crazy, you know. And I'm really excited to see where things go. I think these people are going to do great wherever, you know, God calls them to, you know, wherever he leads them next. I think they're going to do great things. And so but yeah, I just think it's really interesting. And I really wanted to get into, you know, possibly that same thing happening for Fox, you know, because we already saw, you know, Shannon Sharp leaving Undisputed. Who's to say that, you know, Speak or, you know, First Things First, any of the other shows or any of the other people on Fox, you know, who's to say that they won't leave, you know, like, I believe, you know, like Desmond Howard, Charles Woodson, guys in the college football world, and even in the future, possibly ESPN still, like maybe, you know, guys like Joey Galloway, you know, and maybe like they might start cutting guys from certain sports. You know, it's like it's just really interesting to see how everything's happening, you know. And I think, you know, ESPN is still gonna, you know, be marketable. They're gonna find a way around, you know, because they have. They have some smart people, you know, up in there, you know. We may not see it, you know, with some people that they keep, or, you know, with some of the things that, you know, topics that, You know, Joey Galloway. My fault. Joey Galloway. We might not see it now, but, you know, I think they have a plan, you know, and I'm very interested to see which way they go. So those are my thoughts about the ESPN cuttings, and I think it might start to leak into other places like Fox, possibly in the future. And just this change in sports is very crazy. It's very insane, you know. So, yeah, those are my thoughts on ESPN and the sudden cuts that they made. And also a correction on my last podcast: Derek Lively Jr. was actually a part of the trade with the Thunder. So, Derek Lively Jr. is on the Dallas Mavericks, and Cason Wallace is on the OKC Thunder. So they're not on the same team, but both of those teams still a good draft, especially the OKC Thunder. So that's just a little correction. So yeah, you know, that those are my thoughts on it. You guys, let me know what you guys think. Make sure to share this podcast with at least one person, because it'd be greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated. So, with that being said, I'm out. This is Sports Fanatic, and I will see y'all when I see y'all. Peace. I'm out.